This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing that we absolutely love to do each and every week is go on to Facebook and find people just going at it because really, what else is there to do?
Yes.
It's a joy. This one's a treat, Aaron. I will have to say, man, I give you props.
I love bros. Bros are my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, man. Well, today is all about a fight between Seth and Anthony. And this is what we're going to do. We're actually going to read this fight out word for word. And then these two guys have decided to come on air to see if they can hash it out.
Yes. Yeah. And it looks like Janessa chimes in as the voice of reason. So I'll play Janessa.
Ooh, and then there's Janessa. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So I'll play Seth.
I will play Anthony.
All right, here we go. God, Anthony can be such a little about everything. It's like, get woke, fam. I'm not going to do anything Anthony wouldn't do to me. He's just a little beta dude.
Yo, man, you and your tap out shirts. We straight up said before we got lit that we gonna stay together. Not leave to go bang some scuggly girl. That makes sense, since them's the only ones that you're gonna get.
Oh, God. I straight up beated that chick, homie. You ended up it at home anyway.
I'm just being good to the crew, man. You're only about yourself.
Bro, at least I can get some. They don't like dudes that aren't boat like me, man. You don't even have a body. Get a clue, then get some muscles.
I'm way more yoked out than you are, Seth. I rescue your pansy at the gym all the time. Also, you've, like, never beaten me at basketball. So, yeah, who's a beta dude now?
Man, you act like you got a ton of diesel, but you got I'm gonna beast you and just can't handle this fuel, so just forget it.
I'm working on bulking right now, and I've got some sweet gains. You just gotta look at yourself in the mirror and do shower beers. You don't even stack anymore. Ruin the gym for the rest of us, why don't you?
Fat cow mother in your
What? Okay, you two are grown men. Can you please learn how to spell words? You two are like the worst part of humanity.
Hey girl, I just looked at your Insta, and I like them human Let me PM ya and hook up.
Wow, no response to that. I can't say I'm surprised.
I am so intellectually turned on by these guys. I can't tell you.
What a battle of wits is shaping up.
This is a good fight. And now we want to talk to them. So, Seth, my man, what's going on here?
Basically, you guys, look, that kid Anthony, I got nothing. He's such a little I can't even, don't even start.
So you're not a fan of him. So from what I gathered from reading this,
wow,
you two went out to the bars and then you left to go with some girl, and now he's mad at you.
Yeah.
He's mad at me for taking some tail home, right?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Bro, that was not tail. That was like the remainder of what's left over after tail. Bro, that was like some nasty ass shit. Are you kidding?
Oh.
Listen, you left me for that, bro? Like, you forgot all about, like, your bro? For real?
Bro! Wow!
You gotta take it home.
Yeah.
Take what home, bro? Dude, that's what you're taking home?
You need to.
I guess, like I said, bro, that makes sense, because that's all you're gonna get, man.
Wow.
You know, that little, like, bar fly, you know, you can't even lift, so, yeah, why are you gonna pick up a girl?
At least
I can't lift. Oh, no. I can't.
Yo, bro, you can't even lift,
just
bro.
Just don't try.
Oh, my gosh. Please
dude,
tell
bro,
me
dude,
that
bro,
you...
I'm spotting you, and I'm taking 90% of the weight, bro.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. What about bro, when dude. You... But bro, you can't even... You can't bench more than me. You can't.
bro, dude, that's because you're taking steroids, dude.
Whoa. Okay. Well,
what happened to the classic creatine? I mean, I can totally see you guys wearing like workout, like Zumba pants, and then the tight shirts that you guys show off. I mean, have you been working out together for a long time? Because it sounds like it.
Yo, like forever.
Yo, yeah.
God,
oh my God, it reminds me of the Jersey Shore.
It's been a while, yeah.
So if it's been a while and you guys have known each other for a while, he takes somebody home from the bar, you're going to really be that mad at him? I mean, he was just trying to get some action. I mean, regardless
of
what it is or who it is or what it looks like or what she looks like or what kind of person she is, that's his choice, man.
It's not dope.
And he's just, you know,
yo,
he's...
No, I'm saying like that, you know, that's over fam. You know, that's not like... Come on, man, like, I'm fam.
Every time
I thought it was fam, Seth. I thought it was, bro.
Yeah, you don't go against your crew, man.
Oh, really, Aaron?
You get it.
Yeah, gotta stick with the crew, brah.
Aaron gets it. Oh my gosh! Please tell me how much ass you guys get, because I can imagine how many women go after
too much.
Too much, yeah.
I get it.
Oh, God. I love both of you so much. God, can I come live with you guys?
Can I spot you? I could spot you. I work out.
Spot me anytime, sweetie.
Oh, sweetie.
See? There you go, Chris.
I gotta.
Do you see this guy? Do you see his bro right now? Like, f***ing still, just like trying, like, anything. Even like a radio personality.
Anything that moves.
Trying to hit it. Like, seriously. Hey.
Seth, just out of curiosity, did Janessa message you back after you said you liked her human tays?
Did that work? Did that work for you?
Probably just busy, but I expect her to get back to me.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
It took me a lot to say that word. You know that word really gets to me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
Krista.
I gotta say, guys, it sounds like, although you two have been fighting, you're bros, right? You guys can just go, like, just pump some iron, get out of your system, get this anger out of your system. Yeah.
Hug it out, guys.
Yeah.
Hug it out.
Yeah.
I guess we could.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Just go bench press each other. Get it over with. It's Kristen the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's going to be a very hot day today, high of 50. So why not get hot and heavy with amazing stories from Craigslist?
Love it.
Yes, each and every day you are out and about and you see someone that is attractive, but you can't say anything because you have no guts, you have no glory, and that's why you go to Craigslist once again on the internet, and we read them to you word for word. So, Shady, why don't you kick this phenomenal segment off today?
All right. So, today is Wednesday. I've got a clear my voice here for this.
Okay.
All right, this is a Walmart Tiger Girl.
Oh.
Rawr. I'm trying to find a pair of yoga pants and the girl that was in them. I've never seen tiger print ones before, but they were badass.
Oh.
I saw you at the Nakusa Trail Walmart. And you had your hair in a bun and a badger sweatshirt on. You had a super cute soft face, the kind that I want to kiss all night long.
Aw.
I caught you looking at me.
Mm.
I had the green trench coat and gold chain.
Ooh, jeez, yeah. Wow.
I really want to get with you. Honestly, I haven't gotten any in a couple of years. I'm ready to turn my life around. And you and those yoga pants can be my guide. Mm. I don't currently have a place, so we would have to do it at your apartment/house/car. I'll be your sex tiger for a night, rawr.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a good one.
He sounds amazing, especially with the gold chain.
Like, he hasn't gotten it in a couple of years. Like, why not?
Is it the trench coat?
It's probably the trench coat.
That's it, honey. That is it. All right, this is Women for Men. It is titled "Looking for My Fresh Motel Prince."
Mm.
Oh my! Please, 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 come and turn my life flip upside down. I really need it. If you want, you can turn me flip upside down. That could be a lot of fun, too. I saw you at King's Motel on the east side while I was waiting at a red light. I was freaking bored out of my mind when I saw you and those abs. Your dress shirt was open and oh my God. Oh my God, it was hot.
Mm.
You could grate cheese on those things. I don't know if you're just in Madison or on business or what you were doing, if you were doing something naughty here or not. Either way, I can think of a lot of mun, not fun, but mum things we can do with each other. Message me and tell you your thoughts. Hopefully they involve my tongue and whipped cream. Where did that come from?
Meow.
I think she and the trench coach man should get hooked up.
Just whipped cream and a trench coat, girl.
In the car. My baby's electric. Baby, I'm electric. Yes, honey, get ready because it's all about pretty much electrifying each other because it is the electric share. It's a brand new segment and we're really excited about this. So kind of give them a little bit of a feel of what's going on here today.
Well, you see, I bought this lovely shot collar off Amazon and I was testing it all week. And so what we're going to do here is Aaron, I have told you to, you wrote our names down, correct?
Yep, I have your names down in a hat and I've written some trivia questions. The right. name I draw out of the hat, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. If you get it wrong, what we're going to do is we're going to put this shock dog collar on you.
Oh my gosh.
And you'll have to sing that song. And while you're singing that song, I'm going to go ahead and press this nice shock button on this remote.
Very good. So once again, we are going to draw our name. We're going to have a trivia question. Shady and I will discuss and then give you our answer. And whoever gets it wrong, again, will be shocked.
Yes.
Yep. And if we get it right, we get to shock Aaron.
Yeah. Yay! It is how it is. All right. So let's draw the name.
By the way, we are on Facebook Live. Yes. So you can watch this actual event occur.
And you can chit-chat with us as well on Facebook Live. I'm over
so,
here.
So... The person to answer the question today and to risk getting shocked is Krista.
Are you kidding?
Oh,
this was rigged.
It was rigged.
Oh, Krista, my God.
Krista.
Okay. All right.
All right, Krista. So I am going to give you a choice of topics today because I understand I'm a big old smarty pants.
Okay.
So your topics are movies about history, movies, history, books, and books about movies.
Oh my gosh. You pick things I totally am not good at.
You will know all of these answers.
Okay. Let's talk about books about history.
Books? Oh, I don't have books about history.
Or movies.
Movies?
Yeah.
Books about movies. Okay. John Steinbeck, who wrote Grapes of Wrath, also wrote this book, which was turned into a movie starring John Malkovich as the character Lenny. Yeah, I guarantee you know this book.
As I'm staring.
I'm trying to think of
staring
books.
Staring in the eyes of Shady.
I will give you one redo if you'd like.
John Malkovich, you said?
Yep, John Malkovich was played one of the leads of this movie as the character Lenny. And the book was written by John Steinbeck.
It's like an old school, like,
movie. It's older, yeah.
Does one of them have to go to jail?
No. John Malkovich does die at the end.
He dies at the end. Is there a movie called The Grapes of Wrath?
Well, Grapes of Wrath was the other one, but unfortunately that is not it, Krista.
Dang it!
The answer you are looking for is Of Mice and Men.
Oh, come on!
Of Mice
really?
And
yes, that's it. Okay.
John Malkovich playing Lenny.
All right, let me get this set up for Krista.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna should I tell them what I'm singing?
Yes.
Okay, so the song that I'm going to be singing today is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, hold on. Oh, God. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe me when I say I want it that way. Oh, Jesus! Oh, my God! Okay.
Yeah, we can get that off.
No. Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, she wants to keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's it.
But yeah.
That was, yes.
Good. You were very brave, Krista.
Oh,
very good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, are you okay?
I need a hug.
Okay.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, I did it, though. Oh, my God. I did not like that around my neck.
Oh, we're so proud. That's okay, because Krista, next week,
yes.
You are going to be asking the trivia question, and either me or Shady is going to have the dog collar on.
You don't have to worry about this for another at least 2 weeks.
Okay, very good. I don't have to worry about this for the next 2 weeks. I still feel it on my neck.
Oh, yeah.
It'll go away.
Well, there you have it. It is called the electric chair. We will do this every single week. How fun was that?
That was fun.
I hope you enjoyed
it. Download the podcast now.